103. Here we are in chapter 7. Chapter 7 is about the concept of opportunity cost. And one of the things that it's applied to is the concept of comparative advantage. Comparative advantage simply means that the least cost produces. That's all. So here we have a simple comparative advantage question where we've got three countries, Canada, Mexico, and the United States. They're producing two goods, clothing and or cars. If Canada was only producing clothing, then Canada could produce 6 units. If Canada only produced cars, they could produce 20, or they could produce some linear combination of that. So if they devoted half the resources to clothing, they could produce 3 units. And then they would have the other half of their resources devoted to cars, then they could produce 10. So they could have the point 10-3 if they wanted, or 20-0-6-0. Mexico can produce 15 units of clothing or 20 units of cars, and the United States can produce 30 units of clothing and or 30 units of cars. So the United States obviously produces more of both goods than either Canada or Mexico, so we would say the United States has an absolute advantage in production. Canada has a weak absolute disadvantage in producing everything. We produce less clothing than the other two countries, and we produce less cars than Canada and the same number as Mexico. So what's the cost of a car expressed in terms of clothing in each country? Well, in Canada, if you were to produce a car, right, if you produce 20 cars, you would sacrifice 6 units of clothing, right? If you produce 20 cars, you would sacrifice 6. So if you produced only 1 car, you would sacrifice 1/3 of a unit of clothing. So in Canada, the cost of let's see if I can do better here. Canada, the cost of 1 car is 1/3 of a unit of clothing. In Mexico, on the other hand, every time you produce 1 car, you give up 3/4 of a unit of clothing. So in Mexico, the cost is equal to 0.75. And in the United States, for every car they produce, they give up 1. So here's the United States. Their cost is equal to 1. So you can see that Canada is going to have a comparative advantage. They're the low-cost car manufacturer. The United States is the high-cost car manufacturer, and Mexico is in between them. Which is the low-cost producer of cars? Well, yeah, we just said that. Draw the world's production possibility curve if the three countries find themselves in an open economy. Okay, let's see if we can do this here. So draw the axes here. So let's put cars down here. And we will put clothing up here. And let's ask the question, if all three countries were only producing clothing, how much could they produce? So Canada could produce 6 units, Mexico 15, United States 30. 30 plus 15 is 45, 45 plus 6 is 51. So if everybody was producing clothing, they could produce 51 units. On the other hand, what if everybody was producing cars? If everybody was producing cars, we'd have 20 plus 20 is 40 plus 30 is 70. So if everybody was producing cars, that would be a point on our production possibility curve. So to find the endpoints of the production possibility curve, you just add up the total sum that could be produced with any given good. But now, suppose we were here and we want to produce 1 car. Who should produce it? Well, Canada should produce it because Canada is the low-cost car producer. Suppose Canada switched from producing clothing into just producing cars. How much clothing would we sacrifice? We would sacrifice 6 units of clothing. 51 minus 6 would mean that the world would have 45 units of clothing, but we would pick up 20 cars. So we would have a point on our production possibility curve that would look like that. Let's see if we can connect them in a reasonably straight line. There you go. Suppose 20 cars wasn't enough. We wanted to produce more. We want a 21st car, a 22nd car. Who should do it next? Well, then the next low-cost producer should do it. That would be Mexico. Suppose Mexico gave up all its production in clothing and only produced cars. Well, we would lose 15 units of clothing, which would get us down to 30 units of clothing, but we would pick up another 20 units of cars. So we would have a point like that. Finally, if we just wanted the United States to be involved in the production of cars, then we would, this is, I'm gonna cheat here. Draw it like that. We'd end up like this. This is, once again, very poor drawing on my part. The slope of this line here is 0.33. That's the cost to Canada. The slope of this line here, this is negative 0.75. And the slope of this line here is minus 1. So the slope of the production possibility curve gives us the marginal cost of producing the cars. Canada being the low-cost producer here, then Mexico, then United States. If we had decided to, if these countries had produced according to their comparative disadvantage, if the United States had gone first, then when the United States goes to produce cars, it can produce 30 cars, all right, but it's going to sacrifice. We'd be down to 21 units of clothing. And then if Mexico went, and then if Canada went last, oops. So this would be the line if you produced it according to, this is production by comparative disadvantage. Comparative disadvantage. So by producing by comparative advantage over comparative disadvantage, as long as you're producing both types of goods, then you're able to produce bundles of goods that you're not able to produce by comparative disadvantage. Now, what the budget constraint tells us is it tells us the possibilities of this this little economy. So according to the comparative advantage, all these out here, these are unattainable. These are things that are beyond the possibilities of this little economy. Whereas all of this stuff inside the production possibility curve, all of this stuff down here, these are attainable. Now, everybody in the economy is a maximizer, and so we're going to want to be on this production this production frontier, right? In this sense, the budget constraint is a little bit, sorry, I said it. In this sense, the production possibility curve is a little bit like a budget constraint. The production possibility curve is sort of like the budget constraint of the entire economy as a whole. Okay, so there's how to calculate the costs, the comparative advantage, and to plot them in a production possibility.